Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Farija from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
For episode 31 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your back to school routine.
I can't believe school holidays is nearly over.
I know.
I'm a bit sad about it.
So am I. And then equal parts excited.
I'm equal part excited for the fact that my children won't be eating me out of house and home. But it's been like our best school holidays yet.
Oh, awesome. We've really enjoyed being down here in Melbourne and I've felt like I've got to relax a little bit. So that's been lovely.
That's a bit nice. And you've had lots of social things these holidays, haven't you? Like you've been hanging out with your family and doing more than we've done, which is pretty much a summer of backyard cricket.
Yeah, no, we've done heaps. We've been to Funfields. So we've been down in Melbourne for the last 2 weeks. We've been to Funfields. I did laser tag with the boys of my extended family and my siblings, which was super fun.
That's awesome. I've never done laser tag.
Oh, so much fun.
Is that where you sprained your ankle?
Yes, it is.
Old lady.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. but at least I got out and did something.
That's old pretty good.
Old lady.
Backyard cricket. Our kids have got new cricket stumps for Christmas from my brother-in-law. And they have been outside every single day these holidays playing backyard cricket, sometimes 5 hours at a time.
Wow.
And then today they've set up the pool because it's hot in Melbourne. And so what they do is they do classic catches into the pool. So one person hits the ball to the person who then dives into the pool and takes this like amazing classic catch. And then they come running in and tell us all about it, then go back out and do it again.
That's so cool. My kids, well, one of my children is at auntie's house that's got a pool, and then my other child is at another auntie's house that doesn't have the pool, but they'll all end up at the pool because it is going to be 39 degrees today. So the kids have been in the pool, they've been doing imaginative games with their cousins and playing with their cousins really well, and we went to a tennis as well. That was the other adventure
or torture.
Half a dozen half a dozen of the other.
You'll know next time just to go on your own.
Yeah, I really want to just go with my sister.
Yeah, that's a way better idea, Kirst.
Sam's kids. They had fun. They had fun. So, and I had fun.
Ish.
To a degree. Yep.
Ish. Fun-ish.
Fun-ish, yes.
So, we're loving our school holidays, but inevitably all school children in Australia will go back to school in about 2 weeks' time. So actually,
I think
no,
Queensland are already back because they're doing it early.
They are, you're right.
Because of the Commonwealth Games this year.
Is that why they're doing it?
Yeah, so that they can have a break over the Commonwealth Games.
That's really cool. Well planned, Queensland government.
Yeah, good.
I'm not sure the Victorian government would do something that clever.
I don't want to be banned from any government.
You think we're going to be banned from like China is going to come down
on
us?
Yeah, I think so. So let's praise all governments. But not because we don't like.
Okay,
some
time
of their
for you
policies.
To stop there.
Okay, yep.
Yep. So, listeners, today we're in a recording studio and Jared, our sound engineer, has allowed me to play with his twinkle bells. So, when Kirsty goes a little bit off tangent, I'm just going to pull out the Twinkle Bells today. And she's threatened that if I get too loud or too crazy, she will Tinkle Bell me straight back.
Yes.
So listen out for the Tinkle Bells today. So school's going back. Do you do much preparation for school going back, Kirst? Or do you like the day before go, oh, quick, we better make sure there's no squash bananas in the bag from last term?
They're not the same question though, really. Like they're not an or. I can't even talk. What am I trying to say? So we don't do heaps of preparation. We do a bit. So we buy all the stationery and we get new school shoes. But to make sure that the banana is not still left in their bag, that gets done way back in December when they finish school. So just in case you've got teenage children who are responsible for that or younger children who are responsible for that, you might want to go and check now. So then you can save yourself the grief from finding it in a week's time when you need to.
And then you can do the very Aussie parent thing and get out a baby wipe and just clean out the inside of the bag and send them off to school on the first day like nothing ever happened. Kirsty was telling me last night at dinner that some school bags you can just put in the washing machine.
Yeah, that's what we do at our school.
I've never heard of that before. We just use baby wipes.
Oh, no. No. Washing machine.
Growing up, my mum always used to make us at the end of every term get our school bags with like warm soapy water. I'm so glad that I can just give my kids like throw them a pack of baby wipes and go just clean your bag out. Don't let it be gross.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Yeah. So how about you?
Hang on. I've got a question for you first. You said you have to buy your stationery. So do you not get like a stationery order from school that you just like send them the money and they purchase it?
No. In New South Wales, we get a list from our school about what, well, I'm not sure if it's all New South Wales, but our school certainly sends us a list home of things that we need to go and buy at Big W,
that's
Target,
clever.
Wherever.
We have to just, like, we get an order form and you just, like, send back your $160 or whatever, but it's, like, $3 for a sharpener. And I'm thinking, like, I'm a bargain hunter. I know that I can go to Officeworks, like, the week before school goes back and get that same sharpener for, like, 4 cents. And it kind of drives me crazy that I'm paying, like, $3 for something.
That's because you're paying $3 and they're actually getting 10 for the classroom.
Yeah, no, they're getting them for all the kids.
No, I know, but that's what I'm meaning, like, hopefully they're buying more than just one.
Which means they're probably getting it for 3 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I'm paying 10 times the amount.
Yeah.
Love anyway. You, Victorian government. All right, let's talk. I want to hear and give our listeners some ideas about things like lunchboxes, school shoes, those things that drive parents bananas. How in the world can we help them get that kind of pre-organising to going back to school without making it way too difficult? So lunchboxes has been something that people have constantly talked to me about. And I know, Kirst, you would have decluttered dozens, if not hundreds, of lunchboxes over your career.
Yes.
Have you come out with like a favourite lunchbox that you would recommend to anyone if they said to you, primary age kid, tell me what lunchbox to get?
Our family really like Sistema lunchboxes that are, I'm trying to describe it with my hands, which is no good to you listeners.
They're about the size of a medium fish. That's what she's holding her hands like a fisherman.
They're a square. They're square, but they're double. They're really tall because you unclick it and you open it up and it's two-sided lunchbox.
Oh, like a double
lunchbox.
Layered thing. Yep, yeah, I know that one.
So we put the sandwich in the top layer because it has another lid, internal lid.
Yep.
And then we put an apple or a banana and then
can you fit
banana
a whole
bread.
Apple, like the height
yeah.
of an apple?
Yeah, it's quite deep.
Wow, maybe so, we need to upgrade.
Yeah. So we really like them. However, the problem with them is that they don't fit easily in cooler bags.
Yes.
So it's a way, you know, trade off.
Well, we use the Tupperware Sandwich Keeper Plus because it fits in the Sistema sandwich cooler baggy things. And in Victoria, to be honest, there's not that many days of the year where my children are encouraged to take an ice pack.
I tried to buy one of them recently from Tupperware and they don't sell them anymore.
Ah, oh, maybe they've realised that the double layer can't fit an apple in one needs to be upgraded.
Maybe.
Did you know Queensland have fridges in their classrooms?
I know. You were telling me that. I think that is the coolest.
Yeah. My sister was telling me they're in Proserpine and they have like fridges in every classroom because otherwise it's so humid and hot that all the sandwiches and yogurt go disgusting.
Which is so awesome. We have crows at our school that come in and like have learned how to undo bags and get into school lunch boxes.
That is evolution, ladies and gentlemen. Evolution. Are you at Kellyville Primary School?
No, I'm not going to tell you which school that we're at.
Because all the scientists are going to come and study these overly evolved crows can unlock padlocks. I think that's what you said, isn't it?
Padlocks.
They change the padlocks daily and Kirsty's crows still know how to get in.
Yes. So these clever crows, if you leave anything in your bag exposed, like, you know, kids
primary, don't do their bags
up.
No,
they don't do the zippers up. So the crows have a field day at our school eating out of the school bags.
Do they put lunch orders in when you're giving them what they want? Our kids keep their school bags in the classroom, so no crows, no mice, no nothing, but it's still hot.
Yeah, so some portables have their bags inside. And normal, the building that the government have seen fit to give us.
Today's a very political episode.
Well, you know.
There we go. Who would have thought?
They have the hooks on the outside, so the bags sit on the outside of the classroom.
What about drink bottles? We came up with a crazy idea yesterday that maybe we should do some like merch for the Art of Decluttering.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen our Facebook post from... What day was it yesterday?
The 17th of January 2018.
Go back and find it. It's crazy. It's Amy and I being Looney Tunes in Kmart, Greensboro. So it's very funny. But yes, we were talking about what merchandise we could do for the podcast and we came up with water bottles. And so many of you on our Facebook page were like,
don't do it
on the water bottles.
They were going a bit like... Don't use the water bottles because their comments were water bottles breed, which I totally get. Water bottles do breed, particularly if they're crappy plastic ones.
Yeah. I would love to mention a store to not buy your water bottles from, but...
Better not.
We may want to be sponsored by them in the future.
Probably not if we don't like their product. My kids have really gotten into the Nike squeeze bottles.
Yes, that's what we have.
Yeah, so they're awesome because they tend to not leak. And they can shove them in the side of their bag and they stay pretty cool.
And you can squirt them in your face like you can go...
That's what mine do. It drives me bananas.
Yeah. No,
I hate it.
Yes.
With a passion.
I think we were on the phone one day and we were both yelling at our kids for doing that.
Yeah, mine do it all the time. So, enough about lunchboxes and drink bottles. Let's talk about how to actually get our gorgeous little monkeys ready in the morning, in the car by 10 to 9 and at school on time without losing our heads.
Our minds.
My children are early risers, and I think that makes it quite easy. Like they're up by 6:30 every morning, 6 o'clock sometimes, occasionally even in the fives, and they're quite motivated. So mornings they get up, they do their thing, they make their own lunches, they pack their own bags, they get dressed, they do their chores, they do their piano practice in the morning. Like my kids are excellent in the morning.
Thanks.
I, however, am not a morning person and will quite often stay in bed till like 7:45, as late as I possibly can. On occasion, I have even driven them to school in my pyjamas. Twice in 2017, after vowing when I became a school mum, I would never, ever stoop that low.
It's not low.
It's pretty low.
It's not low. It's what you needed to do. You may have found it low in your circumstances, but I'm sure that there's other people who if that's the best that they can do that morning, that's the best that they can do. And we need to have plenty of grace and love
for
them.
Love you, Kirsty. I love your grace. So grace for me and grace for all the other mums, but you're shaking your head like your kids are not morning people.
I know, my kids are morning people, yeah. So I forget sometimes that other kids love sleeping because mine do not.
Yes.
And so when I see frazzled families walking into school and I'm like, but how is that possible when you've been up for 4 hours already? And then I realize that actually not everybody has been up for 4 hours
already. No, some of them have been up
already
for like 12 minutes and they're pulling their kids out the car, Vegemite toast in the backseat.
Yes, yes. So my kids are also early risers and we have a rule of no technology, no screen time in the morning either. So they get up and they just play and be creative and come in and annoy us and ask us for food. And like, our kids should be making their own breakfast by now, but sadly.
They totally should. Maybe 2018 is the year where they make not only their own breakfast, but yours as well.
Yes.
Because I will regularly put in a breakfast order with my kids.
Oh, I am totally up for them doing it. Other people in my house are not so keen for them to make a mess in the kitchen.
I won't even guess who that is. So are there any particular
reasons? Considering we have four people in our house.
And three of them are happy with it. Simon, we won't tell anyone who that person is.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that's not so secret anymore. We've done episodes on linen cupboards, toys, wardrobes, pantries, jewellery, and so many more. So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on entryways.
We keep hooks right next to our door for our keys, so that coming and going, we put our keys straight away. So if you haven't got somewhere to store your car keys, you can go as simple as what Kirsty was saying, and that's just putting a basket somewhere near the door or on top of something that you know where it is, and just make sure they always go in there. And for us, that's just hanging them up near the door.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now back to the podcast for so many more tips and tricks.
Tell me, you've told me before about an alarm you have on your phone, which I think is awesome and going to be such a cool tip for our community to hear.
Yeah, so what we did, particularly in the earlier years when we're starting to do preschool and starting with primary school, to get the kids used to routines, we put an alarm on the phone that was a song, and it would go off half an hour before we needed to get out the door, and it would go off and we'd dance for a little bit, maybe the whole song or maybe only part of the song, and it would be a happy, you know, it was actually the song Happy.
Oh, awesome.
So it would make us all excited about our day and have us in a playful, fun mood. And then that would be the kids' signal that they had to go and brush their teeth, brush their hair, get into their school uniform or their clothes for the day when they were in preschool, and be ready. So preferably have packed their school bag and have got their school shoes ready. But if not, then that's okay, because there's another alarm that goes off 10 minutes before we have to head out the door. And again, it's the same song or a different song. It's a song. It's not my voice. It's not me nagging them. It's a song. And that 10-minute mark is for them to make sure that they have packed their bag with everything that they need. If it's library, sports day, rah-de-rah, got their lunch in there, and then it's time to put their shoes on. And we found it works so well in our house because for some reason our kids don't listen to us when we nag them to do stuff.
What?
I know.
That is so revolutionary. It's time for...
Oh no, Jared, what have you created?
Today's episode is brought to you by the Twinkle Bells.
So yes, it worked really good because our kids would listen to the music and respond to the music and do what the music told them to do, and it left me and Simon not having to nag them. And I know that that's worked for other families that I've told this to, so we totally recommend it. I totally recommend using it, especially if you're sick of nagging your children and sick of your children not listening to you.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends is a pediatric OT, Trish, and she uses these really cool picture cards. So I think she puts them on a door frame, and it's just got like step by step what you do in what order, and the kids, I don't know if they tick them off or they move them or they just know to do the next thing. And that can be really helpful too, to make the kids take responsibility for themselves.
Yeah, and picture cards are really good for younger children too, like who can't read, non-readers are really good for preschoolers. And it's often really helpful for autistic kids or kids on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's what I've had it. A few friends use it. I just hit the twinkle bells with my elbow. Getting really excited in here.
So do you label your stuff, your school stuff, kids' school stuff, or does school do that for them?
No, school doesn't do that for them. We label the uniforms just with a Sharpie fabric pen, literally just write Revel on them. And then I've got stickers that I ordered when they were like three that just have their name. And we still have that pack because you buy like 400 million and then realize you only have two things per year to label. And so we just stick one on the lunchbox, one on the drink bottle, and that's it. But my kids don't lose stuff. They're never.
Freaks.
I know. Like never lost a jumper, never lost a lunchbox. One child lost a drink bottle for about 3 months, but then it turned up again.
Do we all hate Amy's kids? I think we all hate Amy's kids.
They do have their flaws. Oh, boy, do they have their flaws. But being organised is really something they smash.
Because we have our kids lose their jackets and their hats not as often as some of my other friends who are at the uniform shop every week buying new items because kids will be kids.
Yeah. Well, I think part of the advantage is my kids never wear anything but shorts and T-shirt. So they don't wear a jumper to take it off and lose it.
Yeah.
And their hat lives in their bag and they take it out at lunch and recess and they wear it and then put it straight back in.
Yeah. Whereas we have kids who steal things at our school.
Little stealers. Yeah. That'll happen.
They're kids.
We call them crows. They know how to unlock padlocks. How many school uniforms do you keep for your kids or what do you suggest clients do?
I think that you need to really think about how often you do your washing. So if you work full time and only do the washing on the weekends, then you need the amount of uniforms, you know, sports uniforms and school uniforms that you need for the week. But if you wash every day like we do or every other day, then you need probably less.
Yeah, I work from home some days and then I'm with clients other days. And one of the things I've intentionally done is only bought 4 lots of uniforms for my kids because it stops me from avoiding doing the washing. And I just have to do the washing after Tuesday or Wednesday because otherwise they have to wear stinky tops. And my kids are at the age where you don't do a second day out of a uniform. It's just not even a possibility. In fact, I'm sure if the teachers had the option of me bringing in a clean change of clothes at like 2 o'clock, they'd probably take me up on it.
Are your boys sweaty boys?
They're sweaty. They're not too stinky yet, but sometimes their friends get in the car and have to wind all the windows down. It's filthy. But that's the nature of having boys going into teenagehood.
Yes. Yes. So we have about, I don't know, 3 dresses for Emily. And I think we have a whole week's worth.
Okay.
But that's because like sports uniforms got passed down from Oliver.
And that's pretty normal. I think most people do that. We would love to hear if you've got some back to school questions that we haven't addressed in this podcast. And if you've got particular issues that your family faces that you think we might have some insights on or our community might. So make sure that you jump over to our Art of Decluttering Facebook page if you have a question that you'd like answered.
Yay. So I think one thing that we were talking about last night when we were talking about this episode is what do you and I find it relatively easy because we're stay-at-home mums or we work from home, like we're around a lot.
We get to pick our own hours at least.
Yes. How do you recommend people do life when they're out of the house? Everybody's out of the house at 6 o'clock in the morning and they're going to before school care and after school care and not getting home till 6 o'clock.
One of my clients does make the full week's lunches ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So makes the sandwiches, freezes them, pre-does little things of fruit or snacks or freezes muffins. And then in the morning, even if it is 6 a.m, you literally just grab 3 or 4 things, chuck it in the bag or the child can do it. Whereas my children make their lunch the morning of school because I don't have to and I don't start with my clients till after school drop off. So we've got a bit more grace in the mornings that we can make a lunch and make a wrap. And occasionally we've even baked in the morning so that they can take freshly baked goods to school. And then I go to my clients after that.
Yeah, I used to do that when Oliver was in kindergarten prep.
Yeah, and then we went, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'd make scrolls. Sometimes when you wake up and you realise that you don't have any bread, which is very rare in our house and probably even rarer in your house.
No, we're constantly running out of bread because the boys will eat almost a loaf a day at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah. So I'd wake up and make scrolls some mornings because I've got like this recipe for 2-ingredient scrolls.
Wow.
It's like yogurt and flour.
My friend uses that for pizza bases.
Yeah, it's so yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just make the dough and then put cheese or Vegemite or just cheese scrolls or cheese and Vegemite scrolls. Bake them in the oven for 15 minutes. Done. Boom. There's your lunch, kid.
That's pretty impressive. I would just go to Baker's Delight on the way to school if I was that desperate.
Yeah. Baker's Delight isn't near us.
Okay. So you got to make your own out in the country.
Yeah. Sticksville, New South Wales.
Kes, is there anything else you want to add to our back to school episode this week?
Yeah, so I just wanted to just chat more about that. If you are working full time, like, do you get do you get everything ready the night before? Like, do the kids lay out their uniforms? Do they, you know, or do you just wake up in the morning and run around finding that they haven't got any clean socks for school?
I think part of it when you're a full-time worker is to use after school really well. So you say you pick up the kids from after school care at 6 o'clock, you take them home. It would take them maybe 45 seconds to fully unpack their bags. And before they have the showers, make sure everything goes in the dirty clothes basket so you know it's there to wash. And if they don't have uniforms for the next morning, to tell you right there and then, not in the morning when you're trying to get ready. So maybe using the night and just a small portion of the night to get ready for the next morning would help you get out the door without all that extra yelling and stress and the dryer and the washing machine having to go at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes. And I do recommend that people encourage their kids to make their own lunches because, Simon, then you know, because kids frustrate me. I love my kids dearly, but kids frustrate me when they come home and they go, I didn't eat lunch today because you made me something I didn't like.
Oh.
Well, make it yourself then, dude.
Yeah, my kids have exactly the same thing for lunch every single day of the year because they're in charge of making it and they don't want to have to give it brain space. So they take one apple, one fruit tub, like a peaches in juice or something. They take a rice wrap with ham and spinach on it. Sometimes Jessie puts avocado on it. They take a muesli bar and then they take some crackers every single day of the year.
That's a lot of food.
Oh, they come home ravenous.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Boys. My kids have a sandwich. Emily has butter on her bread.
What? Just like that's
Yeah, just
it?
Butter. She doesn't like, she's not allowed Vegemite.
Just butter.
And so, and she doesn't think
you should
she
buy
likes
her Nutella.
No, we have Nutella.
Are you allowed Nutella when it's nuts at school?
Yeah, I don't think we are.
Yeah.
And so she has butter and then she has a piece of fruit and then she has like banana bread or crackers and that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The difference between what boys and girls eat.
Oh, no, I don't think it's necessarily a girl or boy thing. I think it's just
my your children.
Challenging child. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope we've given you some really good tips this week to get back to school organized, to have a couple of routines, as Kirsty said, that will help you really smash out 2018 without turning up to school feeling like you're a frazzled mess every morning and yelling at your kids or trying to apologize as they get out of the car and refuse to give you a kiss goodbye. Use some of those tips, share them on our Facebook page, and we hope you have an awesome week.
And have grace for yourself on those mornings that you do rock up to school in PJs and
yeah,
you
just
do
think
scream
of me.
At your kids.
Think of me.
Like, just apologise to them when they come home in the afternoon when they've calmed down and you've calmed down.
Yeah, just explain to them that that happens and show them how an adult can apologise. All very lovely. Have an amazing week and we will chat to you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out over there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.